Hey, Sean, the time you spent with Mark Trestman a few years back when he came in and served as a consultant there, what stood out to you during that time with Mark?
Well, number one, he's a sharp football coach. I've known him since my first year in the NFL, which was 1997. His exposure to the West Coast offense and his background with regards to developing players, he just was someone that, as a young coach, that I got to know and would visit with periodically at the Senior Bowl or the combines, and we've always stayed in touch. But then having a chance to work with him for a season, he was very detailed, extremely smart, and I think, seeing him have the success he had then as a head coach up in the CFL, and then last year, it's all those things that, as someone that I've had a relationship with for quite a bit of time as a fellow coach.
Sean, how do you balance the fact that your team has not played very well the last few weeks versus the fact that you're still tied for first place in your division?
Well, look, the reality of it is we start with your first part. We've got X number of days each week to prepare and develop as players, and it's up to us as coaches to make improvements and to see players develop, ongoing skill development. I think that there are a ton of things we've got to be better at. In the game we played this past weekend, it couldn't be much worse than that. There weren't a lot of things that we did well at all. We turned the ball over. Our time of possession was awful. The third down snaps on both sides of the ball, field position. One thing we did was return punts much better. But outside of that, our jobs are to improve each week. And I think you really got to stay focused on the first objective. Now, it just so happens that that in our division right now is at the top of the division we're in, and yet more importantly, it's about us improving as a team.
Sean, when you stepped back from that Carolina loss, how did you get your brain around exactly why all that went wrong?
Well, listen, this is a humbling league, and when you have a loss like that after we played pretty well on the road in Pittsburgh, you start with yourself as a head coach just in the week's preparation. And obviously, for us, we've got to look closely at what we're doing, how we're preparing. There were too many things that just showed themselves in a game like that. And, I think that we took a hard look at a lot of things. We added snaps in practice this week. Obviously, we're on a Monday schedule, which is a little different. But, I think you got to look closely at it's like the teacher that hands a test out and everyone gets a D or an F. Then you got to pay close attention to what you're covering and then what you're asking and who you're asking to do it.
Coach, you had a chance to prepare for the Bears last year. You had some familiarity with both Aaron and Mark. What looks different to you about the Bears this year offensively compared to last year?
Well, look, each year things can change. I mean, obviously there were a lot of things, much like us, they were clicking in a lot of ways. I think, there was balance. You saw the emergence of a young receiver and then a veteran receiver, the tight end. I think, you still look at when we put the tape on, the first thing you start with is the personnel. And you go through pretty closely with your players. The running back Forte, obviously we're familiar with being from Tulane, and you cover Jeffries and you cover Martellus Bennett. You cover all these players on their offense that have important roles, Jay Cutler and what he does, the offensive line. I don't know from an outsider that you can take the big picture and look at it and say, well, here's the difference this year. In other words, obviously they've lost some tough games. They haven't had the same success just like us. And are sitting just like us at 5-8. So, but I think more importantly, you look at here are the threats. Here's what they can do very well. And I think you look at both sides of the ball in the kicking game that way.
Sean, how do you assist the receiving core without Brandon Marshall in there?
Well, look, when you lose a player like him, that's significant. He He's a guy that made plays for them in the red area, third down. He's one of the better receivers in our league. So that changes now. How do you assess where the ball goes in place of? That's a better question. And you got to, you know, be ready for any adjustment that's made come game day. They brought a fullback up to the active roster. You know, does that mean we'll get more two-back offense than one-back offense? Those are all the things that you look at during the week.
Sean, obviously you're no stranger to strong tight end play. When you see what Martellus Bennett is doing here, what jumps off the tape?
One of the things he's got a great feel for is running the seams. You know, 2x2 or 3x1, even when he's isolated, he's got a real good knack to build up speed and then high point or back shoulder receptions that sometimes put other players in an awkward position, but he's very, I'd say, fluid in that regards. I think he's got very good run after the catch. So you have a big target with soft hands that understands zone and man coverage, and then a quarterback who's got a lot of confidence in him.
Sean, what was it like working with Aaron Cromer, and what makes him a success, do you think?
Well, our first job together was back in college at Miami University. We were 2 years there as assistant coaches, and then he's been a close friend for a long time. You know, we were able to hire him here. He brought a lot for us, brought a ton to our offense. His experience both in the running game and the passing game was outstanding. You know, we were able to win a Super Bowl with him as one of our coaches. So to see his progress and have that opportunity to be a coordinator is not surprising. I just finished answering that same question to our media. You know, someone like Aaron, you know, I see being a head coach in this league. I think that he's got a great understanding of offensive football and football in general. I think he's very good at teaching. All the traits you would want to see in a football coach that you would find in Aaron.
What has Keenan Lewis meant to your defense this year?
Well, in 2 years now, you know, we were able to sign him as a free agent from Pittsburgh. He's got real good man skills. He's got the size that you look for at corner. He's got length, and so he can get his hands on balls. He can match up with a certain receiver if we choose to. And I think he loves playing. That's the one thing. You know, he's someone that keeps it very simple. He's from here in this area. He's got a huge fan base down here, but he really enjoys competing and playing. And that's the one thing you appreciate as a coach the longer you're in this is, the hunger certain guys have that uniquely set them apart and how much they just love playing.
Coach, your team's gone from, you know, you've had really exceptional wins against the Packers and the Steelers, and then you come back and have a game last week like you did against the Panthers. What's at the root of that, or what have you seen from the veterans on your team to try and correct the course when you guys run into situations like that?
Well, listen, that's the $6 million question down here. And, you know, obviously you start with yourself as a coach. That consistency we've lacked. At times we've shown the ability to play well and – the other thing is, you know, we haven't finished in a few games early in the year, be it on the road, Atlanta or Cleveland, San Francisco. You know, those are three or four different games, Detroit, where we have an opponent, you know, down to that last play on fourth down. So that's something that's been a point of emphasis. I think overall, though, I think the one area that when we've done well, we've played well on third down both sides of the ball. We've converted the time of possession then. Gives you those snaps that you're looking for on offense and defensively when you can get off the field on third down. Obviously, it's a good thing. But that statistic would be one that's been pretty up and down.
What did Carolina do particularly well to limit Jimmy?
Well, here's the thing. If you really look at snap totals, if you have two turnovers in your first three plays, let's just say you average six series a half, maybe. Well, immediately, if they're controlling the ball and moving the football, you're really just starting with reduction of plays. And so you have less snaps in the first half, a ton of less snaps. You get into the second half, and again, the snap count's down. You're into a one-dimensional game by the fourth quarter. Essentially, you've eliminated the snaps that you've had offensively, be it through turnovers or time of possession on offense. So I'd say it's a combination of a few of those things. I don't feel like looking at the tape, and there's not a ton of base tape to look at. I mean, there's a handful of snaps, but there wasn't a specific coverage. I think they, to their credit, went out and executed a plan, and you know, we struggled with a number of the fundamental things you need to do well.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. See you Monday.